Have you ever heard of a deep apple pie or apple cobbler or apple grunt?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, now it's what we called a patty.
Mm-hmm.
Another way you cook your apples,
mm-hmm.
get them done, season them to taste,
mm-hmm.
and then you roll out a piece of dough.
Mm-hmm.
Say about that long.
About 8 inches.
8 inches square.
Mm-hmm.
Then we put that, so much of that apple in there, and fold it back together. You know, when you put two pieces of dough together, so you just take your finger and mash it around,
mm-hmm.
that way it'll stick.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put it in the oven and bake it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call apple pie or apple tarts.
Mm-hmm. And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
How is that?
If someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
apple tarts.
Or
whatever it is.
Uh-huh. What you eat is called...
food.
Uh-huh. And food taken between regular meals.
You say just to your health, the doctor says.
Uh-huh. What do you call that?
Huh?
What would you call it, though? You'd say around 3 o'clock in the afternoon if
something
you...
something like that. I don't know. In other words, it's extra that you eat between meals.
Uh-huh.
There's candy and ice cream and such stuff as that.
Would you ever call that a bite or a snack?
Yeah, just a snack. A bite either one.
Uh-huh. And a sweet spread that you could put on toast or biscuits.
Well, now, they got an apple tart.
Or sweet spread.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
But that's a... after you make your apple tart and you start to put it in the oven, well, then if you want to cover it over with a sweet spread or something like
mm-hmm.
that, well, then you cover it over and it all cooks at the same time.
Mm-hmm. What did... you could make jam.
Jam, jelly.
Uh-huh. And if there was...
a beer, wine.
Uh-huh.
blackberry.
Uh-huh. If there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you...
if they was eating them or something like that, they'd pass the apple.
Uh-huh, he'd say, I want...
an apple tart or whatever.
Uh-huh. And he'd say, this isn't imitation maple syrup, this is...
pure maple syrup.
Or this is gin... another word for pure. You could say this is genuine. Okay.
Maple syrup.
And
but you can't get it.
You can't.
You can get substitutes,
mm-hmm.
but there's so little bit of that maple syrup
mm-hmm.
only certain parts of the country can grow
mm-hmm.
it, that it's a kind of a scarce article.
Mm-hmm. What kind of trees do they get?
Get that from?
Uh-huh.
A maple tree?
Mm-hmm. What would you call a big group of those growing together?
An orchard, I reckon it's...
mm-hmm.
what you'd call it, maple orchard.
Mm-hmm. And say if you'd ask someone if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he'd point to another man and say, he's the man
that owns it.
Okay. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell somebody, just...
smell so good.
you'd tell someone, would you just...
that. Yeah, and tell it smells so good.
Uh-huh. Would you tell someone to smell it or smell of it? Or?
Yeah, sometimes I'll taste it.
Uh-huh.
I taste my cooking as long as I cook it.
Uh-huh.
To see if I've got it seasoned like I want it.
Uh-huh.